He's over 100 at bats in his last 14 games in AAA. Cags is hitting .431 with a .516 on base percentage and a .1202 OPS. Three homers, four doubles, 13 Ks, and nine walks. He's figured it out. This is his second such stretch in AA in which he's hit over 400 for a meaningful number.
He's dominating the
of
level
games.
Of talent in AA, it looks like.
So what I wanted to do, because I didn't want to just come at this with nothing, and I understand that there's a game difference here that's probably still going to make a difference. I know borderline for a fact that one of the gold standards of this guy dominated a level, ergo deserves a promotion inside the organization, has been and probably will continue to be Alex Gordon. Alex Gordon dominated AA. Don't you remember what the hype was, Gold? Look at this guy. He's unstoppable. He went straight to the big leagues. He didn't even play in AAA. Now, he did play 130 games in AA, and I do think that's important to note because Jack Caglione's played 27. But I'll give you the 130-game pace for Jack Caglione based on what he's currently hitting. They are shockingly similar. Alex Gordon hit .325. Cax is hitting .314. On base percentages within 20 points. Slug percentage is within 30 points, and OPS is with 40 points. I mean, we are talking really close. They're both on pace. He has six home runs, which would be 29 in 139 games. Gordon at 29. 39 doubles for Gordon, it'd be 29 for Jack Caglione. 101 RBIs for Alex Gordon, it'd be 130 for Jack Caglione, based on how many RBIs he already has. And they're about 20 strikeouts apart. Jack Caglione with about 20 more strikeouts for 130-game average. If Alex Gordon is the gold standard of I just dominated a level, what's the argument for Jack Caglione in AA? I am not trying to push him through to the bigs, and I don't know if you are.
I think he's ready to be in the AAA. I would say if you're asking for the reasons why he's not there yet, it's still that he's probably only played 7 or 8 games in right field.
Yeah, and 27 games total in AAA. Yeah,
and look, I understand he can do that in AAA and learn right field in AAA, but that would be part of it. And the strikeout number thing, you know, is interesting. Like, look, he's going to strike out. The question is, can he continue to improve to where it's not at the current pace? But if you're going to have the slug percentage that you're having, you can live with the strikeouts, and that's where you're at. But as JJ Piccolo has said time and time again, including when he just joined us, you know, it is about we know certain things that he's going to do in the big leagues. Like, they're not worried about. Then there's other things.
Hit the ball
they
really
want to make sure that he is capable of being an all-around baseball player and that he doesn't ever have to get sent back down to work on one specific thing. And it helps, I'll be honest, I think where the last 2 weeks have been with the big league club. Not that he was going to go double A to big leagues, but the rush, the urgency is not the same level as what it might have been 3 weeks ago. If he was doing this exact same thing and the team was 8 games under .500 or something like that, and the fact that Drew Waters has played better in left field, right? The fact that the top of the order is playing better, all that contributes to it. But yeah, my guess is he will be in AAA very, very soon. And then we can start the clock on, all right, when is he potentially going to get to the big leagues? And by the way, he'll be in AAA for a while, I think, whenever that day comes. But yes, it is hard to argue that he, of course, like even if you got like a true, just flat out answer, do you think it would be like, I don't think anybody would be like, oh, you're crazy for thinking he should be in AAA. Not even the organization. It's just, do you think it's the right time? I don't think anybody would be like, oh, there's just clearly no way he's ready for AAA. I don't think they're even thinking that. It's just, is this the week for it? Or is it, two more weeks.
I know he needs more reps in right field, but he can get those at either level. The reps in right field don't change.
As long as there's a spot.
I'll be honest, there is.
You know, exactly.
Because of how weak, because otherwise we'd have been talking about other players coming up to replace Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez if it was just this loaded, stacked who's who of AAA outfielders. No, it's Joey Weimer, who they just brought in on a minor league
deal. That's what I mean, though. They would still have to make other moves, right? Like whether the
There's not technically just an open spot. Yeah. They'd have to make a decision on a different player and to go in there. And for the guy who they just promoted, the earliest guy they've promoted this year, which is Peyton Wilson, who went from AA to AAA, he was hitting better overall. He was hitting .392 with a .500 on base percentage and all those things outside of it. But there is a part of me that watches Jack Caglione against some of this AA hitting, and I'm like, I wouldn't mind seeing him against some guys who are like been in the big leagues, 4A players, have more pitches. And this is always the challenge. In AA, typically the rule is, better talented pitchers, way more inconsistent. In AAA, less talented, know how to pitch. Know how to be a professional pitcher is a lot of times the notion between the two. Not that there's never any crossover or any of those things overall. Because if you look at his stats right now, again, .314, .395, .938 OPS. That's getting I still think it's a sample size thing. 27 games might not be enough for the Royals to make that call soon.
I think, though, now we've reached the point where it could happen at any day to AAA.
I think so.
I'll stick with the original, like, even though JJ said there's not a date that they put on it, and I understand.
Is that date today?
I think Memorial Day weekend, as far as, like, that, I would be surprised if we get through Memorial Day weekend and he's not in AAA.
Barring some sort of massive slump over the next couple of weeks, I thought, I'll be honest,
but
I thought
there
was a decent
pace.
Chance that today was a possibility.
Yeah, I'm
fine. I think next week is a possibility because they're at home in Omaha for the week.
Yeah, I think it's happening soon, but also I'm fine with the pace that they're going. There is no reason to rush anybody through the minor leagues right now. There's no reason whatsoever. It doesn't mean that you don't think he's going to be good or no. They're not going to rush any player. And with the way things are working out right now for everybody involved, I think even more reason for them not to do that. Whether that means a July big league call-up, whether it means next year. Also, let's see what he does in AAA. I mean, if he's dominating AAA, if he puts up the same numbers he has right now in AAA, well, then he's getting
gonna
called
get
up
before July 4th weekend.
He's going to get called up before August for sure. Otherwise, let's just see what happens.
Here's another reason I would make the argument for the move to AAA. And I know that this is thinking really big picture, but it does matter for the Royals. The reason why you need him in AAA is that you need, in my opinion, a decision on Jack Caglione's readiness for the big leagues before the trade deadline. Because there is no reason to go out and spend valuable assets acquiring a corner outfielder who can hit for minor league players that you like if you have that option in-house.
Well,
if
I think they would still need another bat on top of just Jack's.
Maybe, but like, I don't want you trading for multiple. If Jack Caglione is a part of the solution, I think you want to know he's a part of the solution before you start wheeling and dealing. You have to make your decision on if Jack Caglione is a full-time member of the minor league development department for this year or if he's a big league player this year by the trade deadline. And I think it's easier to make that assessment if you get him to multiple levels.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with the logic for sure. Like they will want to know if he's going to be part of like the added boost to the roster at some point later on in the year. I'm with you there. I don't think that means that they don't have to make another move, though, I guess is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I think they will
I'm
be
not saying
too
that,
off.
It's not a zero trade, but his trade directly is impacted. The level of trade you trade for sure. Impacted by that.
And so many things are going to happen between now and July, middle of July. Injuries, most importantly, let's just be real. Like,
that can change the whole calculus and all this.
That can change everything. If somebody significant were to go down at some point in time, that's just the reality of baseball. And it'll be something to watch. But nobody at this point, we've now reached to the amount of at bats in games and the numbers where it truly could be any day now that he gets called to AAA and nobody should be surprised. I know some of you wanted him called up, 5 days into the big minor league season. But like now is like, I think a very well thought out,
you've seen it. You got an idea of what you got.
I think a well-reasoned decision now. If they were to do it, it would make ultimate sense.
In a weird way, like his recent hot streak again proves that he can, like he went through a slump. He went through a slump. Even in 27 games, he's gone through a slump. Mm-hmm. It did not impact any of it in any way. I mean, right after that, he just decided to hit 430 for the last 3 weeks in the minor league schedule, pretty much. 14 games, so they play 6 a week, so almost 3 full weeks at the minor league level, hitting 431. I mean, yeah, it stands out. Look, now 2 of those home runs of the 4 I'd mentioned that he had just came in the last 2 games. He hit one, obviously, we were there on Saturday night, and hit another yesterday in the day game. So some of that's there, but, I don't know who the pitcher who he hit the home run off of, we were told is a good prospect, and the radio call says that he's a 2 future big leaguers is the way he described it, so who he gets it off of still matters to the organization. I'm just fascinated because he's still only 22. Really, really, really young player.
Yeah, no doubt.